Title 6. Copulation. Title 6, Chapter 1. Lawful. Section 1. So God made man. After the image of God he made him. Male and female he made them. And blessed them, saying, Increase and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Section 2. Be ye fruitful and multiplied on the earth. Section 3. Because she was taken out of her man, therefore a man is to leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Title 6, Chapter 2. Incest. Section 4. Whoever shall commit any of these abominations, the person who shall commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Section 5. No man, be he who he may, shall approach to near relations of his own flesh to uncover their nakedness. Section 6. Whoever hath lain with his near of kin, he hath uncovered the nakedness of his near relation, they shall die childless. Section 7. The nakedness of thy father, that is the nakedness of thy mother, thou shalt not uncover. For she is thy mother, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Section 8. The nakedness of thy father's wife thou shalt not uncover. For it is thy father's nakedness. Section 9. A man shall not take his father's wife, nor uncover his father's skirt. Section 10. Cursed he who lieth with his father's wife, because he hath uncovered his father's skirt. Section 11. If any one lie with his father's wife he hath uncovered his father's nakedness, let them be put to death. They are both guilty. Section 12. The nakedness of thy father's sister thou shalt not uncover, for she is thy father's near kinswoman. Section 13. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister or thy mother's sister, for when one uncovereth his near of kin they shall bear the sin. Section 14. The nakedness of thy mother's sister thou shalt not uncover, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Section 15. The nakedness of thy father's brother thou shalt not uncover. Thou shalt not go in unto his wife, for she is thy near relation. Section 16. The nakedness of thy sister by the same father or by the same mother, whether born at home or born abroad, their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. Section 17. The nakedness of thy daughter of thy father's wife thou shalt not uncover. Being of the same father she is thy sister, thou shalt uncover her nakedness. Section 18. Whoever shall take his sister by the same father, or the same mother, and see her nakedness, and she see his, it is a disgraceful act. They shall be excommunicated in the presence of the children of their family. He hath uncovered the nakedness of thy sister. They shall bear the sin. Section 19. Cursed he who lieth with his sister, by the same father, or mother. Section 20. The nakedness of thy daughter-in-law thou shalt not uncover. For she is thy son's wife, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Section 21. If any man lie with his daughter-in-law, let them both be put to death. For they have committed wickedness, and are guilty. Section 22. Cursed he who lieth with his daughter-in-law. Section 23. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, or of thy daughter's daughter, their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for it is thy own nakedness. Section 24. Thou shalt not take thy son's daughter, nor thy daughter's daughter to uncover their nakedness, for they are thy near kinswomen. It is wickedness. Section 25. Cursed he who lieth with the sister of his wife. Section 26. In addition to a sister thou shalt not take to wife a rival sister to uncover her nakedness while her sister is still living. Section 27. The nakedness of thy brother's wife thou shalt not uncover, It is the nakedness of thy brother. Section 28. If a man take his brother's wife, it is an act of uncleanness. He hath uncovered the nakedness of his brother. They shall die childless. Section 29. The nakedness of a wife and of her daughter thou shalt not uncover. Section 30. If any man take to wife a mother and a daughter, it is a violation of law. They shall burn him and them with fire, that there may be no transgressing of law among you. Title 6, Chapter 3. Sodomy. Section 31. Thou shalt not lie with a man as with a woman, for it is an abomination. Section 32. If any man lie with man as with woman, they have both committed an abomination. Let them be put to death. They are guilty. Section 33. Thou shalt not lie with any beast to pollute thyself with it. Nor shall a woman be exposed to any beast to be pressed by it, for it is horrible. Section 34. If any woman approach to any beast to be pressed under it, you shall kill the woman and the beast. Let them be put to death. They are guilty. Section 35. Whoever shall lie with a beast, he shall be put to death, and you shall kill the beast. Section 36. Every act of bestiality you shall punish with death. Section 37. Cursed he who lieth with any beast.